This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. During a Zoom preliminary examination hearing, Lapeer County Circuit Judge Laura Barnard approved the request of William Channer III's lawyer to have a forensic evaluation of competency and criminal responsibility examination done. On November the 5th, Channer, age 30, allegedly fatally shot Logan Welch while he was at work at Trims Unlimited in Almont Township. Channer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder, being a habitual offender, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, using a firearm to commit a felony, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. If found guilty of first-degree murder, the punishment is life in prison without parole. At the time of the Zoom hearing, Channer was in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds sustained in a shootout with deputies. When Channer is able to leave the hospital, he will be taken to the mental health facility in Ypsilanti for the competency examination. And another local and regional news for today. The Port Huron Zoning Board of Appeals will conduct hearings at 6 p.m. today, Monday, December the 1st, in the meeting room at the municipal office at 100 McMorran Boulevard. The board is scheduled to decide on three variance requests and to review the objections to any of those requests. The board is to review a request from Marilyn and Mark Steffens of 590 Lakeside Park to rebuild their home at that address. The board is also to review a request from Rodney Dari, who is the property manager of 133 4th 6th Street. He is requesting approval to pour an additional parking pad onto the south side of the property. The board also received a communication from 596 Lakeside Park, 594 Lakeside Park, and 588 Lakeside Park, all three of which were in opposition to the variance request made by 590 Lakeside Park. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles. You can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's four-wheel drive. It has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Poll workers have begun tallying Hondurans' votes as the country moves to elect a new president only days after U.S. President Donald Trump intervened in a close race with an endorsement of one candidate and announced that he would pardon a former president. Voting was extended an hour beyond the original closing time in many locations to accommodate any remaining voters. No major voting problems were initially reported by electoral authorities. Voters will also elect a new Congress as well as hundreds of local positions. And another national and international news. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked Israel's president for a pardon during his ongoing corruption trial. His office on Sunday confirmed the request was submitted to the president's legal department. The president's office called it an extraordinary request with significant implications. Netanyahu faces charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes, but he has not yet been convicted. He denies the allegations and calls the trial a witch hunt. The request follows U.S. President Donald Trump's urging for a pardon. Legal experts say the request cannot stop the trial. Opposition leaders oppose the pardon without an admission of guilt and withdrawal from political life. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.